ODFW veterinarian Julia Burko says a lot of times the problem stems from people not reading directions carefully enough. She says people may notice they have rodent problems, but might not think of the consequences of other animals directly or indirectly ingesting bait.
That rat can have some toxin in its body. It'd still be able to wander off outside potentially, and there could be a raptor or a bobcat or a fox that could ingest that rodent that has a toxin in its body. So people kind of forget that it needs to be in an enclosed area where you're not going to have exposure to other animals or wildlife.
Burko says owls are especially vulnerable because their diet consists mainly of mice and rats. She says the most humane way to deal with rodent problems is to use mechanical traps or employ a licensed wildlife control operator. For KLCC News, I'm Desmond O'Boyle.